Thanks, that's a good idea, don't you? And we might just share what we've learned. This is something that's been channeled to us through the joyous god of Dharma. And if you watch carefully, you know, I showed you the hand symbols, right? Water for washing, drinking, water for washing, flowers, incense, candle, scented water, food, and music. Then the most real ones go more like this. The first one is water for drinking. You got that? Water for drinking. You want to see it now? Water for drinking. Water for washing. You got that? Water for washing. Want to see it now? I know it's very joyous to receive these, but, you know, settle down. That's right. Now you got flowers. Now we have a little division. There seems to be two schools on flowers. One of the schools is like this. And the other school is... So I'm going to do the second school. Flowers. Incense. Come on. That's good. Candle.
Candle.
Scented water. You're doing these very well. And then, of course, food. So you think of a large golden arch if you do. You get the full impact at it, right? And then the bell. Okay? So shall we just run? We'll just run through those again really quickly. So, water for drinking. Flowers. Incense. Scented water. Oh no, I'm sorry, I forgot. Candle. Scented water. Food. Bell. Excellent. Yeah, there you go. And they came through transmission from the god of joy, I think. Great lord of joy. And two nights, really, they took a little refighting because the overwhelming experience of receiving them the first night had us, you know, almost incapable of continuing the seriousness of the matter. So it really took us two nights to get them right, and Joanne was extremely helpful with the second part of the transmission from the higher realms. So those are the most real offerings. You got outer, inner, secret, and most real. Now we have the extremely real Ching Raising. The profoundly real. And you wanted this back, thank you, man. Where is it? It's beautiful. Getting prepared properly for meditation. We've done like the Egyptian book says, they priests go forth at dawn, they wash their hearts with laughter. Having prepared properly for meditation, feel yourself here, be present. First one should take refuge with faith in the teachers and those who have gone before. And a great yearning for shelter in the midst of samsara. Samsara means the blind wandering. One should believe that this refuge can be obtained. So this time I take refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Should we do it in Pali, English, or Tibetan? What? No, nobody cares? Pada Lama then Pada Lachap Sijio, Yidam Chakoji, that's up and Lachap Sijio, Sanji Jomu, Yidam Lachap Sijio, Dam Bejom and Lachap Sijio, Bapega Dam and Lachap Sijio, Bawoka Rucha Sok, Shubhisa, Yishikichina, Pada Lachap Sijio. In all the glorious Lamas, Pada Lama then Pada Lachap Sijio, in all the Yidams assembled in the Nama, Yidam Chakoji, Lachso, Nam Lachap. In all the well-honored Buddhas, Sanjaya Shaman Dhinam Lachap Sajiva. In all the holy Dharma, Dhampe Chodham Lachap Sajiva. In all the well-honored Bodhisattvas, Pape Gendhanam Lachap Sajiva. In all the Dakas and Dakinis, guardians of the faith, and those who possess the eye of wisdom. Pavoka Rota Soshimiso Yashikichin Nandam Padam Lachap Sajiva. Pallan Lama Dhanam Lachap Sajiva, Yidam Chakroji Latsaknam Lachap Sajiva, Sanjay Tamil Dhanam Lachap Sajiva, Dhanvijanam Lachap Sajiva, Bhapvigandhanam Lachap Sajiva, Bhavoka Rocha Soma Sume Sophia Shikicha Nam Nam Dhanam Lachap Sajiva. Then one should think as follows. All beings are my mothers, whose innumerable acts of kindness have nurtured me to now, from beginning this time. It is sorrowful to know that so many beings are caught in the blindness of suffering. Through the powerful, wholesome actions of practicing this meditation, may all be freed from suffering. For the benefit of all sentient beings, may I realize that great compassion which is inseparable from the activity that stirs the pit of samsara. It is for this purpose that I am doing this meditation. Turning awareness within, contemplate the essential emptiness of one's being, seeing the space rather than the molecules of form, from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Our feelings, sounds, thoughts, are like the wind blowing in space, emptiness moving on emptiness. You start at the top of your head and you start moving down in your image that you feel the space between the molecules. While you're doing that, moving down through your body, you say the mantra three times. Om Sabhava Shiva Sabhava Shiva. From emptiness, a shimmer of energy above one's head forms into a lotus and focus, radiant and beautiful. In the center of this lotus of moon disk appears lying flat. And radiating moon-colored light. The light dances as it swirls above the moon disk and forms into the Tibetan letter Kri. It is said that Chenrezig, the compassionate bodhisattva, appeared from the white force field of Kri sound, when the Buddhas of all times called on him to help sentient beings. The Kri can be visualized as shining white light, which emanates rainbow light. Rainbow light is of five colors: white, red, yellow, green, and blue, and appears as white. Rainbow light appearing white radiates from the tree in all directions to make offerings to the Buddhas of the three times and the ten directions. Vajra Agamadhu Trivayana Kandinanjata Umasa. So we should light that candle. Turning the lights on that, just like that. And the incense too, but I don't want to. You can smell the flowers. I want it to smell. It's pretty. This light returns, carrying the blessings of all of us. Again, there is a pulsation of light which moves out to the entire universe, bathing all manifestation. When this light returns, all the seeds of karma, the desires for action, are purified. All disease, unwholesomeness, pain, and obscuration are empty, void of meaning. And oneself and all others are freed from suffering and established in happiness. Then the Hui dissolves into light. This light coalesces into the form of the Fo'an Chenrezig, who is the essence of all refuge. He sits in the cross-legged or Vajra position upon the white moon disk and the lotus. His body is radiant the color of newly fallen snow in bright sunlight. And rainbow light shines from you. He is holding a jewel between two of his four arms. Positioned at his heart center in an attitude of prayer. You can notice what color the jewel is today. The second right hand is holding a crystal rosary. The second left hand is holding the stem of a white lotus, the blossom of which is near his left ear. He is clothed in the finest of silk garments, embroidered in gold. His body is adorned with a superbly jeweled crown. Beautiful earrings, necklaces, bracelets, anklets, and a belt with small tinkling bells hanging from it. The golden brown skin of a now extinct antelope called Trinessa drapes his left shoulder. Part of his hair is bound into a top knot on his head, while the rest falls freely over his shoulders. Above the crown on his head sits a small figure of the Buddha Amitabha, the red-colored Buddha of boundless light, in Nirmanakaya form, body. Usually that means he's wearing monk's robes. When you see pictures of deities wearing monk's robes, that's called Nirmanakaya form. That means they're active in the material world. Chinrezig's back is supported by a full moon disc without stain. The three jewels, Om, reside in Chenrezig, and he emerges as the complete fusion of these three, plus all forms of refuge that might exist throughout beginningless samsara. He is looking with greatly compassionate eyes, smiling lovingly at you and all beings. He is always watching over each and every sentient being, with a heart filled with loving kindness, immutable in his care. Now, with great sincerity and personal integrity, while concentrating on Chinmayee, one prays to him. As you are praying, so too are all sentient beings. All manifestation is united in prayer to Chinmayee. Pray until you feel moved in your own stream of being, keeping a sense of the presence of Chinmayee. And if you wish to do a formal prayer, you can say the prayer that's written in the text. Having prayed from the sacred body of the Most Compassionate One, white rainbow light begins to emanate. This light comes from the whole body of Chinmayee and from the figure of Amitabha. It is on his head, but it is especially strong from the heart of Chinmayee. Immeasurable and inconceivable white light pours from the Chinmayee, pervading the entire universe, inner and outer. This light bathes and purifies all creatures and creation. The outer realms are made inseparable from Dewa Chin, the Pure Land Paradise of Buddha Amitabha. All that is beautiful in the senses of sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and mind is here. Joyousness of nature fills all space. One now begins to say the six-syllable mantra, Om Namah Padme. Along with all sentient beings, Om Namah Padme. From the multitude of throats comes a sound like the droning of thousands of bees. Om Namah Padme. The white rainbow light continues to pour from the Chinmayee figure above your head. Om Namah Padme. Washes everything on the outer and it enters the crown of your head. It's also entering the crowns of the heads of all sentient beings. You particularly want to pray for someone you imagine entering your head. It washes through the body, permeating your entire being. Mm-hmm. The load fills you all unwholesomeness resulting from body, speech, and mind activity motivated by ignorance. Isn't it cool? This includes the five inexpiable actions of patricide, matricide, killing the spiritual teacher, causing injury to the awakened, causing division in the Sangha. All failures to uphold the 10 marks of Sila are purified. When the light thoroughly cleanses one's being, there will be no cause for a future rebirth in unhappy states, whether or not you leave this body. When the light has completely filled yourself and all sentient beings, you and all manifestation become inseparable from the body, speech, and mind of the greatly compassionate Chinmayasa. The form of the Chenrezi above your head becomes even more clear and bright, shining and empty like a rainbow. Our manifestation is also rainbow light. From the smallest particle to the vastness of heaven. Here there is no differentiation, no meaning. All is jeweled luminosity. So outer, inner, and Chenrezi become one. With the removal of obscuration, there remains only rainbow clarity. Without contrivance. Form, sound, awareness are inseparable from emptiness. Or gain, pain or notoriety, gain or loss, pleasure, pain. If you're not moved by those things, you're just willing to just see. The three times you check the doors of perception, then you start understanding what perception is. That's much greater gift in understanding one spot that you're perceiving. Not what am I looking at, but what is it that is looking. Not, are there any kind people in the world, but how compassionate am I? And the assumptions have to be checked. The assumptions that we are not loved means that we're not willing to look at the fact that we don't want to love ourselves. Buy yourself a flower. Maybe it is alright. You can open to that possibility. And we're not separate. We're not separate from everything about us. What are you going to say? Who is going to be saved? Who wants to be lost? Yeah, the great awakened consciousness pretending to be dying. Well, it's a good act. Whatever it is. See the Buddha. You see the awakened consciousness pretending to be confused.
Why does one want to confuse it? I mean, when I know very well, I know it.
Seeds of karma ripening. Enjoy it. You know, why do you think it should be different? My beloved teacher, Namjo Rinpoche, one time, many, many years ago, at the end of quite a spectacular class, looked at all of us and said, I have one thing to suggest to you. Pretend you're awakened. Isn't that lovely? Pretend you're awakened. And I recommend that to you. See what happens if you pretend you're awakened. To yourself, pretend you're awakened. You can do it to others too, but especially to yourself. Just see how your attitude shifts. It was a beautiful piece of Dharma he gave. That was a beautiful thing. Yeah. He's prone to making these audacious statements that if you actually try them are really wonderful. You know, many, many years ago, 8 of us went to do a 3-month retreat with him. And he said, if you're not awakened at the end of your 3-month meditation, well, you can always teach.
God.
Well, have I hit just about everybody, do you think?
What an evening.
That's good, eh? Come on, eh? Union time, you guys. After an hour and a half, I should get a coffee break. Any other questions, answers, comments, or complaints?
What are the mysteries, Clark?
There's a way of working that is based on Western tradition. That does not particularly follow the structure of the Catholic Church. Does not particularly follow the structure of the Catholic Church. And so was almost lost to Western culture, because at various times when the Catholic Church had a lot of power, a lot of things disappeared from our culture. And so this one survived by taking very specific forms, for example, masonry or Rosicrucians. Right, there are vestigial, and Alps and Moose, all those different things, you know. The Shriners, all those are all the remnants of mystery schools that existed long before Christianity. And are kind of part of the wisdom aspect of the Western tradition. That would be equivalent to, in the East, a group of people coming together and being ordained and meditating together or working together for the benefit of all beings. And there are basic rules that are set up. For example, one of the rules that is set up is that everybody is equal when they walk in. It doesn't matter who you are in the world. When you walk in the door, you are all equal inside the room that the Western Mysteries is meeting in. And that the sun is always shining, whatever time of day you are, so the rooms usually don't have windows that you meet in. Because the idea is that you are eternally in the same time when you come together in communion for the purposes of brotherhood and wisdom, sister brotherhood and wisdom, that is always the same time, no matter, because you are working for absolute truths, not for relative ones, right? And another one is that you never talk about anything that happens within that room outside of that room, because that changes the experience to a theoretical experience. So every experience has to only be what it is within that room, and you don't discuss it outside of that room with one or two other people. Well, that sure changes the experience, I'll tell you that. And there are these sort of guidelines that come with it, that what I was suggesting was that it might be interesting for the group of you in Ottawa to have a format like Western Mysteries to explore for maybe a year or two or three as a group, to see what you find useful in it and what you don't. Now, everybody who comes into the room are equal as soon as they enter the room. And so to ensure that people understand these things, there's always a password that you all agree on, that you never would tell anyone else, but that you would whisper to doorkeepers, to assure that everybody understands these are the rules, this is why you're coming in the room, this is what you want to work with, right? But then within the room, because you understand that if everybody has the same right, they have the same right to be heard, but some business works better with a hierarchy, so that there are periods, this period of the room work is worked under this hierarchy. So there's like four positions in the room. One is called the chair, and they're responsible for making sure that everybody has equal voice. Right? That's their job. So they don't say much at all. They just introduce the business that is asked for. They sort of run. They're the chair, right? And then opposite them is the person that reflects what is their role, the one opposite? I don't remember. It'll come back to me in a minute. But then on either side of them, on one side of them, is the person who's in charge of social things. Make sure that everybody is well fed and nourished, and that if it's time for fun and games, they do that. And on this side is the person who's in charge of exploration. Right? On the person there is in charge of attendance or dues or stuff like that. So that all the business is covered. And then you can decide within the group that you are of Western Mysteries, within your own rules, you can decide how long people hold those chairs. I have sat in Western Mystery groups where you have that chair only for a meeting, and it changed every meeting by pulling a straw as you came in, which was highly unsuccessful because the continuity was shot all to hell. You know? But the people who were there were really hot on, you know, well, nobody is any better than anybody else, so, you know? It's like really terrified of hierarchy. right? So they were...
We're all equal here.
And then I have sat into is where everybody was afraid that something would get lost, and so that one person stayed the chair in each chair for 3 years, which got downright boring. And there are various ways you can change the chairs every 3 months, but what happens is at some point or other, everybody in the square, it's called the square, goes through all the chairs. And you decide as a group, you know, how much time are you going to do this? But and we can talk about the fine points later. We can talk about that next. If you invite me again, we can do that. Carrot, carrot, carrot. Any other questions, answers, comments, or complaints? I've got a complaint. That is a very beautiful gold lighting. Shines through your whole body. Just moves through your whole body. Just feel it oozing up your spine, going down your shoulders. Down through your hips, ooh, buttocks, yes, yes, thighs, down through your legs, through your head, pours out through your pores in all directions, above, below, in front, behind, right, left, the four quarters, moves through walls and ceilings and the earth, moves through appliances, moves through metal, just washes the entire world, maybe even the universe, maybe moves beyond the solar system. This wash of gold light moves out from this room. There's someone you'd like to pray for, you particularly imagine them just being washed by this light. And you think whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by our coming together, we share it with all beings so there's less suffering. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by our coming together, we share it with all beings so there's less suffering. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by our coming together, we share with all beings so there's less suffering. Thank you for your great compassion. Thank you for inviting me today.